land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Thursday, November 6th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is going to be a great show today, this Thursday, November 6th. We got lots of information for you. We're going to have a guest on in the second hour, Kevin Kievsky. He's running to be our next Attorney General. Well, he wrote an op-ed that was put into and covered by the Detroit News. And it has to do with the proposed solar panel farm that they're wanting to put up in Sheboygan. He is absolutely on fire about this situation. And he says, basically, in the Detroit News published op-ed, Kevin Kievsky, running for Attorney General, says we need to stop Lansing's assault on local energy decisions. In the quiet farmlands of Sheboygan County, a battle is raging over our state's future. Just weeks ago, a group of residents filed suit against Northern Waters Solar and Sheboygan County, challenging a 1,700-acre, 110-megawatt solar project that they approved back in August. Well, it covers a couple of different townships. Grant Township is where the majority of it is, and citizens are upset. And a lot of people are watching this case. We've talked to Ian Murphy about it on Tuesday. He explained the difference between these counties that have set up these CREOs. You have to understand that when they set these up, they're supposed to be in response to zoning ordinances as far as what they will allow, what they won't allow. Well, this being one of them is going to court. Well, now we have an attorney general candidate running to be the next Republican attorney general, putting an op-ed into the Detroit News. We're going to be talking with Kevin about it from 10 to 10:30 in the next hour. But we've got a lot of things happening in Lansing. We got a lot of other stories that broke. Potential scandal, big article came out about one of the top leading Republicans in Lansing. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. We also have a lot of information to get to. All these bills, things that they're doing, proposing to do before they take off for deer hunting season. Deer hunting season starts not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, November 15th, runs through November 30th. Well, Lansing will be a ghost town. They'll enjoy Thanksgiving and then get back on December 2nd. So we got lots of things to talk about today. Text line is open 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. Start getting into one of the top leaders in the Republican Party in Lansing in the State House of Representatives. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Traditional family values, quote unquote. Michigan Republican lawmaker appears in adult hookup site. Information linked to State Representative Brian Possumus is contained in data breaches of Ashley Madison, Adult Friend Finder, and Fling.com. State Representative Brian Possumus has centered his campaigns around being the traditional family values candidate. However, his name, email address, home address, and even credit card information of Republican State Representative Brian Posthumus of Kent County appeared in data breaches from Ashley Madison, a website for people seeking to have affairs. Posthumus, who has built his political career around being traditional family values candidate, was married in March of 2012 when the account under his name was used multiple times to access the chat and mail features. According to records reviewed by Metro Times and verified through publicly available cybersecurity databases, Posthumus' personal information also shows up on two other adult hookup websites, Adult Friend Finder and Fling.com. The last one is a pornographic dating site that features live web cameras and promised users that they could, quote, find sex and get laid tonight, end quote. Adult Friend Finder account used the Posse 355 at AOL.com email address and was last accessed in 2012. A Fling.com account listed the same password found in the Adult Friend Finder breach and used Brian.Posthumus at gmail.com, which is the same personal email address Posthumus used when he ran as a candidate for elected office. Fling.com information also included his birth date of October 26, 1984, and on the account listed his top interests. He was looking for fetish, group sex, and online flirting. The account also indicates an interest in men, women, or couples. Each of the sites have since confirmed the authenticity of the breaches. Again, Metro Times independently verified the information using data files, original data files, and multiple cybersecurity databases. Well, in response to questions from Metro Times, Posthumus' office, in a Lansing emailed letter from the lawmaker's lawyer, John C. Burns, called the allegations categorically false and accused the story of being, quote, a hit piece and nothing more than a thinly veiled political attack masquerading as journalism. Well, where did this all come from? In 2015, 10 years ago, Ashley Madison had their website database hacked that exposed the personal information of more than 30 million users of the infidelity website, which was explicitly marketed to married people seeking affairs under their slogan, "Life is short, have an affair," end quote. Well, the leak ensnared numerous political and public officials worldwide and has been used in reporting by outlets including the Washington Post and Politico. Ashley Madison data includes email addresses linked to Posthumus and a Lowell home address that he and his then-wife purchased in 2011, as well as a credit card bearing his name. The data matches information contained in the leak, which is one of the largest privacy breaches in internet history. The same property address, email address, appeared in other public records tied to the lawmaker. The account was accessed several times between March and September of 2012. At the time, Possumus was married. His former wife, Stacy Possumus, filed for divorce in early 2014, according to court records. The profile associated with the information contained explicit sexual preferences and listed the user's relationship status as attached male seeking female. In a written response field, the user wrote, "I love when a woman takes charge and seduces me." The account also listed favored sexual activities such as threesomes, being a dominant master, being submissive slave, and one-night stands. While Possumus, now 41, represents parts of Kent County in the Michigan House of Representatives, where he serves as the majority floor leader. He previously served as the minority floor leader and as finance chair for the Kent County Republican Party. Now I'm going to stop right there, because good friends of mine, Dave and Barb Ajima, and many other patriots had previously taken over the Kent County Republican Party, I believe changed their bylaws, and started running it to be a very conservative Kent County GOP. Terry Lynn Land, Betsy DeVos, and Brian Possumus all colluded together to basically take over away from the conservatives that county party. They installed their rhino chair and have completely, basically, tried to kick out all the conservatives. Some of these conservatives, I believe, including Barb Ajima, didn't even get elected precinct delegates, which they had been for years. Barb and Dave have been very active in politics going all the way back when Dave was state representative. Every single year, it was an election year, they would run for precinct delegates and represent their area down there in the Grand Rapids, Hudsonville area, Granville. Well, guess what? Since Brian Possumus, Terry Lynn Land, and Betsy DeVos was threatened by losing their power, Brian Possumus helped them take it back, kicking the conservative Christian patriots out. Well, Possumus married Elizabeth Possumus in 2022. However, since then, he's been accused of living outside his house district on not once, but two separate occasions. County court records showed that he and his wife filed to run for precinct delegate positions in two separate townships, and only one of those was within his house district. Well, Possumus defended it, saying he bought a Cannon Township condominium to maintain his residency in the 90th House District while keeping close to his wife's family. Well, the adult hookup websites stand in stark contrast to the man who's built his image around God, morality, and traditional family values. Back in 2022, the Christian Coalition of Michigan named him and gave him the Friend of the Family Award for his strong defense of family values. In accepting the award, Possumus said he was honored to receive the recognition. Possumus has voted against repealing Michigan's 1931 abortion ban that lacked exceptions for rape and incest, against removing criminal penalties for doctors who perform abortions, and also against expanding protections for the LGBTQ plus residents, and also voting against banning conversion therapy for minors. In his attorney's letter, Burns accused this publication, Metro Times, of trying to weaponize unverified anonymous data dumps and claimed that a disgruntled former employee or possibly a political opponent could have created these accounts. It also described the reporting as thinly veiled political attacks masquerading as journalism. Well, the Ashley Madison account was created nearly a decade before Posthumus even ran for elected office. And you have to understand the grooming of this young man. Brian Posthumus is part of one of Michigan's most prominent Republican political families. His father, Dick Posthumus, served as lieutenant governor under Governor John Engler from 1999 to 2003. His sister, Lisa Posthumus Lyons, also served 3 years as a state, or three terms, excuse me, in the state house, and is now currently the Kent County Clerk and Registered of Deeds. Interesting about that, back in the day when Matt DiPerno, because of Bill Bailey's lawsuit here in Antrim County, served a subpoena on Lisa Posthumus Lyons, who was then the Kent County clerk running the election that was under investigation, November 2020. Instead of cooperating with the subpoena, providing the information DiPerno was looking for, Lisa Posthumus Lyons hired a very expensive, high-priced attorney from Lansing to fight the subpoena. Why? What was she hiding as far as what happened in Kent County's election, November 2020? DiPerno had already found what happened here in Antrim County, and he was going around the state sending subpoenas to other clerks in larger population areas. Detroit, Macomb, Oakland, Wayne County, and he also served Kent County clerk Lisa Posthumus Lyons. Well, kind of interesting because right now, Brian Posthumus is leading a petition drive collecting signatures to require only U.S. citizens be allowed to vote in next year's election, 2026. Is this a political hit piece? Or did they actually stumble upon some truth that now is coming to light? I don't have any idea as to their agenda. I'm just reporting the story as it was sent to me. Bottom of the hour news, hour number one. We'll be right back.